What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 34. All right, so today we've got a ton of negativity going around. We've got, you know, people worried about viruses and about economic impacts and losing businesses and all the negativity. So I've got a little bit of an insight, I hope, on what can help us get through all of this, and I think it's going to help you out. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody? I am stoked to be able to talk with you today on a solo podcast, as always. So I wanted to talk today about, because again, like, it's hard to stay out of the current events. It's hard to stay out of the current news when it is everywhere you look. You turn on the TV, even like for people who like sports, right? Even watching SportsCenter on ESPN, anything, like everything is consumed by this COVID-19, by the shutdowns. Sports are not going right now. So even if you're one of those people, it's like, I don't watch the news, you're still impacted by it. But here's what I want to do, because I want to take a different approach to what maybe a lot of the stuff out there is telling you. And I want to talk to you about the power of optimism. All right. It's so easy to get bogged down in negativity. It's so easy. I mean, think about this in your own life for a second. Okay. Like, just think about that friend, that family member, that acquaintance, whatever, that maybe comes over to your house or you're hanging out with, and they start saying negative stuff. Okay, not necessarily to you, but just negative stuff in general. They start talking about how much they hate their boss. Then what are you likely to do? I hate my boss too, right? Or maybe it's how bad their business is going. Yeah, I know my business is going really bad too. Like, I think everybody's doing, because we are humans. And as much as we don't like to think of ourselves as being herd animals, like, we absolutely are. We think, you know, we all want to think of ourselves as being independent. And we want to think of ourselves as being the Jack Bauer when we watch 24, right, on TV. Or we always want to think that us as individuals, we're always the main character in that superhero movie, or in that, you know, we're always that rogue cop that brings everybody down. But the truth is that most of us simply have a desire to fit in. Okay. So what does that have to do to optimism? Okay. Here's why. Because if you and I are quote unquote normal humans, we have a desire to fit in. So that means if we're constantly hanging around people that, are negative and that have negativity coming from them, whether we want to or not, we will fall into that trap. It is almost impossible. I mean, we heard all the time, most of us as kids, right? Your parents talking about who you hang out with, and nope, you can't hang out with that kid because that kid does this and we don't want you, blah, 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 right? Like, we've all heard it. But as you get older, the smartest people I know, the most successful people I know in all different areas, they're the ones who have taken that stuff to heart. They really are. And it's not to say that you shouldn't ever hang out with your mom just because she's negative, or you shouldn't hang out with your dad just because he's negative, or, you know, you shouldn't have friends just because they're negative. But what it does mean is that you have to understand that what goes in is going to manifest, right? I'm not trying to get all hippie woo woo on you again, but it's the truth. If what you're consuming is constant negativity, guess what's going to come out? It's also going to be negativity, right? Just like food going in, food going out, right? Like, if we want to feed our body well so we can feel good, don't you think that also has something to do with what we watch, what we listen to, who we listen to, who we surround ourselves with? I mean, of course it does. And so what I would tell you is, during this time to where everybody's in panic mode, try to find the people who are uplifting. Try to find the people who are optimistic. I'll even tell you myself, like, there are certain times to where I feel like I get drugged down into the negativity as well. And so I'm not saying I'm immune to this. None of us are. I don't care who it is. Like, none of us are immune to this, because We all have such a deep desire and such a deep want to fit in that if we hang out with people who are constantly complaining about stuff, we will also, right? If we hang around with that friend that comes over and just tells you how terrible their life is, what do we start looking for? We start looking for ways that our life is terrible as well so we can have a good conversation. Because how uncomfortable is it if someone comes to you and starts complaining about their job and how bad it is and how much of a jerk their boss is and, you know, their wife or their husband has just been awful lately. And I mean, you're sitting there being like, well, actually, my boss is pretty cool. Like, I'm actually making pretty good money. Yeah, my wife's awesome. Like, we get along great. You know, because then what happens is the, oh, it must be nice. Gosh, yeah, it must be nice. You know, you sure are arrogant, right? And so those are the types of conversations that you end up falling into. So again, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be there to help out your friends. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't be, you know, always, in my opinion at least, always in a position to try to help people who are going through difficult times. But you also have to recognize that some people thrive on chaos. Some people thrive in negativity. Because what does negativity do? Most of the time, it allows people to blame someone other than themselves for their problems. And that's a hard reality. Because if your friend or your family member or whatever comes to you and says, you know, my boss is awful, and you say, yeah, it's because you show up late to work every day and you don't work and, you know, you're a bad employee. Like, you think you have a bad boss, you're a bad employee. That's an uncomfortable conversation to have. Right? Like that is a really, really uncomfortable conversation to have, especially if it's someone who, you know, you truly love or, you know, you really like as a friend. And so what I would encourage you all to do is in this period of time that we're going through, which is, it is a rough period. Okay. This is, you know, we can be as optimistic as we want, but we also have to be realists, right? And the real part of this is that people are suffering. Okay, there's a difference between like negativity and like real, okay? And so that's probably a whole other podcast. But the truth is that right now, if you are someone who is struggling, okay, if you're struggling financially, if you're struggling emotionally, right? Like a lot of people, and one of, again, the unintended consequences of this virus and of this pandemic is the fact that a lot of people, like especially men, I think, you know, but I know it happens to women as well. But when you're kind of emasculated, when you no longer have a reason to get up in the morning, you know, and that reason a lot of times is what we do, right? It is our business. It is our job. It is our livelihood. And so when that is abruptly taken away, that can leave a huge void. Okay. And you know, you hear about these types of things happening all the time, like professional athletes. Like all of a sudden they're the star, they have an injury, and then boom, abruptly, like they're completely removed from what gave them value and what gave them worth. Now, I would hopefully encourage you all to find value and worth outside of what you do, but also it would be very, very ignorant of me to expect that someone could go from operating a business, going to work every day, to suddenly just staying at home, not making money, and think that, you know, life is just going to be peachy, right? Like there's going to be some transition. There's going to be some fear. There's going to be some, probably some anger. Like all of these emotions are fine. So what do we do? Okay. Here's what I would recommend that we all do. Okay. And I have to tell myself this as well, is we have to, you know, try to find those people who are doing things, you know, try to find those people who are optimistic about the future. Try to find those who are looking for opportunity in kind of the chaos. Because just like in 2008 with a housing crisis and kind of the couple of years that followed that, there were a ton of people, you know, the vast majority. I always look at most things in life, it seems like kind of comes back to the 80-20 rule, right? Like 80% of the people are doing one thing and 20% are doing something different, right? Like in sales, it's like 80% of the people make 20% of the money and 20% of the people make 80% of the money. It's always like right around there. And what causes that divide? Well, I would tell you that the 20% of the people out there who are going to do really, really well coming out of this this pandemic are going to be those who are looking at the opportunities right now and not all the setbacks and the negativity behind it, right? Because 80% of the people, most of the people out there are going to be out there screaming that the sky is falling, screaming that, you know, this is the worst thing that's ever happened and we're all going to die or we're all going to be broke or we're all like that's the extreme side of it, but a lot of people are going to be there. Whereas 20%, like the smarter business people that I know of, Like, I had a conversation the other day. A friend of mine who's a successful business guy called me up and he's like, hey, here's what we're looking to do. Like, what do you think? And so we were kind of having this conversation about getting into testing kits. Okay, I don't know that I'll be involved in any of that because I don't have any information. I don't know anything about testing kits. But this is what he's doing. He's out there right now while everybody else is screaming the sky is falling and that they're going to be bankrupt. This guy's making an adjustment. And I would be willing to bet just about anything that I own that coming out of this, this guy will be set up in a really, really good situation because he still has his regular business, right? The business that he does, consulting and everything. But he also is going to be getting into the business of distributing masks. Like, he has some suppliers and everything else, or not masks, but testing kits. He has some suppliers, some reputable people. And so he's making the transition right now. So while most of us are sitting here panicking, wondering how we're going to pay our bills or whatever else we're doing, right? Like, he's already shifted. He's already onto the next step. He's, again, like, if you go several episodes back, I talked about chess and checkers, right? Like, he's playing chess right now. And a lot of people, you know, 80% of the people are playing checkers, just trying to figure out what today is going to bring and what tomorrow is going to bring. And he's looking at this saying, hey, like, the way this is going, people aren't probably going to fully be back to work and back to normal until there's all these testing kits. Now, whether or not you agree with that, that's probably a different debate as well, right? But that's most likely the reality of the situation is these antibody testing kits. And so he's out there, you know, facilitating that. And so again, like, that's the type of person when we're going through things like this that I want to be around. People who are looking for opportunity, people who are optimistic. Guys, negativity will bring things down. Like, I think I've talked about it before, but I think it's worth repeating if I have. But like my old boss, he's got more money than God at this point, right? Like, with the software company and everything else, it's on the way to being a $1 billion company most likely. And he would just completely shut down any negativity. Like he was kind of one of those people, like, bring me your problems, bring me your solutions. You know, there's the old saying, I think, like, certain people can find a problem for every solution, and other people are basically the other way, right? Like, there's always going to be people that no matter what the solution is, there's always going to be a problem. Okay. And he would just, he didn't even want to be around those people. It was like, basically, if you don't have a solution to the problem that you're bringing me, I don't even want to hear about it. Come back when you have a way to fix it then. Right. And that's how he's been able to build a business the way he has. So many people who are very, very successful in the business world, that is what they focus on. They focus on solutions, right? Like, I was having a conversation with a friend a while back, and it was like, you know, here's the problem to this, and here's, okay, great. Like, know all the problems. What are the solutions? What do we got to do to fix this, right? I mean, like, just a quick story. And for those of you who are local, probably feel my pain because I've heard this story for so many times, but the local DirecTV guy, right? Like, sorry, but I'm going to rant here for a second, but it does tie into this. So the local TV, the DirecTV guy, this is going back when we, like, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago almost. So I'm trying to get my damn DirecTV set up. The guy no-shows me like 3 times. Finally, he shows up. And he's sitting there and he's looking at the mountain because, for those of you that don't know, like, we live kind of at the bottom of a canyon. There's a really big mountain right behind us. And he's sitting there and he's looking at the mountain and he's looking at the trees. And he's like, well, I just don't, I can't do this. I was like, well, what do you mean you can't do it? He's like, nope, those trees are in the way. And so I said, okay, so I'll grab my chainsaw and I'll cut them down. And he's like, no. He's like, then I got to mount a post and then I got to, you know, oh, geez. I mean, we're probably 3 weeks out from doing anything. I mean, even if you do chop down the trees and, you know, and then I got to do a post and I got to do a locate and, you know, I mean, and I'm like, man, the Dish Network guy, he just showed up and plopped up this little satellite right here, you know, pretty quick deal. It's like, yeah, well, our satellite's a little different spot. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But what it seemed like is that no matter what the solution was, like, he would find an additional problem. And for me personally, like, I don't like that. And it's like one of my pet peeves are people who will only tell you the problems but never offer any solutions whatsoever. The guy is like, yeah, that tree's in the way, and then that tree over there is in the way, and then, yeah, we could move it here, but then it's too far away from the house, but if we move it over here, then it's in this muddy spot, and if we, you know, and then I got to get concrete truck out here, blah, blah, blah. And finally, after just, like, hearing all of this, and again, like, keep in mind he had no-showed me a couple times, so I was a little irritated with the guy, but finally I just look at him and I said, hey, man, let's just be problem solvers here for a second. What do we need to do to make this happen, right? And that's kind of like my mindset when I'm trying to figure out like something to do with business, or, you know, like even going back to like coaching football and stuff. It's like, okay, perfect. Like, I understand all the problems, but like, what do we need to do to make this happen? What do we need to do to resolve this, find a solution? And, you know, and then he looks at me and he hems and he haws. And so, like, long story short, it ended up being like a 6-month process. I was out there cutting down trees. Finally, I got the guy to come back and I finally got my DirecTV. So that made me happy. But it was just like one experience that really pops in my mind to where it was like, no matter what solution was provided, he was just looking for problems. Now, maybe it's because he's lazy and he just didn't want to work that day, or maybe he woke up hungover. Like, who knows? But my guess is that he's probably one of those guys that you know, really, really kind of looks for problems instead of solutions is kind of what I started thinking, right? And so many times in life, like, again, I think there's a lot of people out there, a lot of us, like, we just focus on the problems. And when we're doing that, we'll always be able to find the problems. You know, right now, as I talked about last solo podcast, like, we're in the process of setting up our direct-to-consumer meat business, right? And when we first started off, like, there's problems everywhere. But it was like, you know, and I'm fortunate that I have a wife who is, you know, she's a problem solver as well. And she's a lot more analytical than me. Sometimes I'm just like, put your head down and bust through walls, right? And then you end up realizing that one of those walls is a little too thick and you knock yourself out. But she kind of balances out my just put my head down and go no matter what. So it's been really, really good. But there's a lot of problems. It's structurally, you know, figuring out USDA, you know, facilities and all this different stuff to where if you want to do it right, like, there's a ton of stuff to get through. But if you surround yourself with people who are optimistic, which she actually invested in a coaching program that helps us build this out and set up all the steps correctly. So again, surrounding yourself with the right people, people who are optimistic, people who are doing it. Now, all of a sudden you get to a point to where you're like, okay, we can do this. Like, yeah, there's a lot of crap that we've got to go through. Yeah, there's a lot of kind of dotting the I's and crossing the T's and all the regulations and everything else. But like, we'll do it because I know that there's a lot of people that have the exact same opportunity that we do to start this business that won't, because it is a pain in the butt to get through. And there are a lot of problems, quote unquote, to be able to solve to get to the other side of this and make it a viable business. So again, guys, like, what I would encourage you to do, especially in down times, especially if you're feeling down, seek out people. And you know, social media can be an absolute nightmare sometimes. I mean, see my personal feed lately. But at the same time, it can be so awesome if you're connecting with the right people. Send friend requests to people who are doing things and who are documenting like more inspirational stuff. And it doesn't have to be the cheesy like one-line quotes, right? Like the "I believe in you" type of stuff. But it might just be people talking about how they're building their business. It might be people talking about how they're, you know, having an awesome marriage and the things that they've done. Like surround yourself with those people, because you can always find the person who's posting stuff about how bad life is and everything else. Like, there's always going to be that. And I've kind of stirred the pot a little bit recently on social media. And I've realized that I don't want to stir the pot. I also kind of want to hopefully be a truth-sayer or maybe a voice of reason. But sometimes doing that, you get bogged down in the negativity and it's not always worth it. I'm really starting to realize. So there's that dilemma there for me personally. Like, just in all honesty, it's like, I can sit here and talk to you guys about stuff and pretend like I know all the answers, and I don't, because I still fall into the same traps. But I know that over time, if you're surrounding yourself with the right people, you know, like, I actually blocked my first person on Facebook the other day. So that was cool, right? Just negative, angry. And it's like, no, like, you want to debate stuff, great. Like, let's learn from each other. But if you're just going to come in here and, you know, caps lock, yell at me through the keyboard, we're probably not going to be friends on Facebook anymore. So yeah, I mean, obviously there's a limit to that as well. But again, guys, like, I don't want to ramble on anymore. I hope that you all understand that we will get through this one way or the other. I'm not sure what it'll look like on the other side, but the ones who choose to find the good in what we're going through will be the ones who come out this much better, even potentially, than what they were going into it. So I would encourage you to find those people, latch onto those people as much as you can, learn from them, be inspired by them. Hopefully in some way, shape, or form, I can be one of those people. But if not, find somebody who is. There's a lot of people out there that are doing some amazing things, even in the face of the difficult times. So I hope this can maybe give you a little push in the right direction. I think it can. I know it's worked for me. So anyways, guys, we've got some awesome guests coming up, like, seriously awesome guests. I'm not going to tell you who yet, but like, The next two guests that I have lined up right now are insane. Super, super happy to talk to them. One of them I know you've heard of. The other one you may or may not have, but you'll be glad that you did afterwards. He's okay. Anyways, all right, guys. So I will wrap this up. We will talk with you next week in more of the guest scenario. And in the meantime, keep going. Get away from that negativity. And I hope you're all doing awesome. We'll talk soon. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.